From the ocean, cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture, ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Word of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed, with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated, with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people. Be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. Listener, that's word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia, today with me, Rahma, from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Transmigration and the National Nutrition Agency agreed to cooperate in establishing special kitchens or nutrition fulfillment service units for the free nutritious meals program in 154 transmigration regions. And during a meeting with the head of the agency, Dadan Hindayana, in Jakarta lately, Surya Nagara, namely Indonesian Transmigration Minister, shared that his team and the agency would soon translate their agreement into a memorandum of understanding. He also underlined his ministry seeks basic information on the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Unit to contribute to implementing the National Priority Program.
Your face is so different from the mothers. I'll say you're the only one that I'll adore. Cause every time you're by my side, my blood rushes through my veins, and my geeky face blush so silly, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rattan from North Sumatra.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or non-Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listen, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. in playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundir, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
cinta masih sama jika kau tahu ujungnya. Satu perkenalan, dua pendekatan, apa kau bosan? Bencana-bencana di luar rencana, janji-janji fana membuat merana. Cerita kita takkan seperti di layar-layar kaca. Kemas romantis tak masuk logika. Cerita kita kan berjalan perlahan dan sederhana. Saling mengerti hanya lewat bicara. Seperti di layar-layar kaca. Kemas romantis tak masuk logika. Cerita kita kan berjalan perlahan dan sederhana. Bercinta lewat kata.
today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendap Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to act by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Rapi di kebet tali mesiang ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane pulam ke jeri mudo rasonyo. Ikan pais kelaponyo mudo dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesiang ikan pais lemak rasonyo makan ke nasi putih pane-pane ulam ke jeri mudo.
Yeah. belum saatnya. from Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is seeking to increase research funds for universities in Indonesia to 1% of the gross domestic product or GDP to support the revival of the national economy and industry. Indonesian Higher Education, Science and Technology Minister Brian Yuliarto stated after a meeting between President Prabowo and rectors and leaders of state and private universities in Jakarta on Thursday. Looking at other countries such as South Korea, which allocates 4% of its GDP for research purposes, President Prabowo stressed the need to increase research funds in Indonesia. Moving on to Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, who underscored innovation leaps in artificial intelligence technology can catalyze economic growth in Indonesia. Patria noted in a press release on Friday that artificial intelligence or AI is not only regarded as a technology product, but also as a transformation catalyst to realize an 8% economic growth target set by President Prabowo Subianto. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
at RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music labels, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. But what makes it special in this segment that we are available not only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, but we are also on RRI Net that is accessible on rri.co.id or UCTV. And as always, VOI Talk is back in the afternoon session at 3:15 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. And today we'll talk about Indonesian coffee from